We look ahead now to the Saturday racing and our Saturday six selections. We start at Naas with our first selection, which is in the 5 furlong handicap at 2 o'clock. I'm never really a fan of these Irish sprints, these low grade Irish sprints, but I think So Majestic is well treated here in Marcus 71. Trained by young Kate McGivern. She's the daughter of Joanna Morgan, by the way, so she'll know the time of day. The mount of Chris Hayes. A couple of decent runs, twice behind Bilboa and behind Gerard Maddox on another occasion on the all-weather at Tundalk. This time last year, about 2 weeks later actually, she was an ease-down winner of a handicap off a Marcus 65 at this track, where she beat So Sally Can Wait under Lee Roach in ready style. Jazzy Dancer, another good yardstick at this level, was behind on that occasion. And I think So Majestic could score here. It could be a bit of a price as well. Second selection goes in the rated novices hurdle at 250 at Cork, and I'm going here for the Tony Martin trained Aussie's Lodge. Tony was in good form at Chester, so he was this week, but Philip Enright was narrowly denied aboard this guy aboard when it was went for a bit of a touch, and behind Implicit at Fairy House over Easter was in front everywhere but the line halfway up the running. I think the better ground will probably help here, and I think he'll score here, but also be Perfect Nelson on ground, kind of like what it's going to ride like at Cork last year at Down Royal. Third selection goes in the Oaks Fillies trial at Lingfield. That's at 2.25. And I'm going here for number 5, Rubies Are Red, a maiden going over here from the Aidan O'Brien yard. I think this one is a very good chance. She met her debut at Galway last October, a desperate ground where she finished third behind Everlasting. Didn't know anything about the game early on, was very quirky turning for home and got poxed in into the inside, but she finished with good effect. She then ran second to Galileo Dome on a reappearance at Leperstown this year. I've been trying to make all. If you look at her breeding, she's by Galileo to a mare called Red Evie, whose sire himself was Ink to Cab, who loved fast ground. I think this filly will improve markedly for the fast ground, and she's the one I like, number 5, Rubies Are Red. Fourth selection is a bit of a shot in the dark, but I'm going in the Pertemps Swinton handicap hurdle for number 9, Nibiru. Owned by John Breslin and trained by Tony Martin, but he's as quirky as the day is long. He beat Palace Rock in the all-weather at Dundalk. He runs kind of well fresh. He refused to race in this race last year, but on a couple of occasions he's looked half decent. He was second to Gaelic Warrior at the Dublin Racing Festival back in 2023, when coming out of the pack to chase the runaway winner Gaelic Warrior, who was a handicap good thing when you think of it on the day. But this fella, as I said, he's very quirky, but if he gets away, he could trouble them. Lark in the Morning looks the one to be on, but I think this Nibiru could run into a place. Watch your bookmaker for terms. Fifth selection goes in the Carey Group handicap at 3.45 at Ascot. I'm going here with number 4, the Harry Charlton trained Midair. Second to a horse called Into Battle at Epsom on season reappearance over a mile and a half, a furlong. Done well there and was second last season at Goodwood to a horse called Cavier Heights, where he ran well over the mile. I know he hasn't had a success yet. Cheap pieces are fishing. I think that could be the telling factor. Will Buick aboard, and he'll do for me. The sixth and final selection, of course, we'd always give the nap last. And this is going in the quite easy to solve Victoria Cup handicap at Ascot at 2.40. And I really like number 5 here, Mostabashir. It's very hard to pronounce, but I'm pronouncing it Mostabashir anyways. But he's a horse that has plenty of racing done at a higher level. And if you look through, he ran third to Mount Athos off a much similar mark at Kempton on season reappearance on the all weather at 7 furlongs. That was his first draw over 7 furlongs for a while. He weakened inside the final furlong last season when on paper he had no chance in the St. James's Palace Stakes, that Group 1 contest won by the prolific winner Paddington. That's very good form. You know, he dropped away. I just think he's an ideal 7 furlong horse. He could make hay in a couple of these handicaps at Ascot through the summer. His draw of 19, you don't know whether it's going to be beneficial or not, or do we see where the pace is. That's the problem I have with this straight course at Ascot. But I'll stick by him. I think at about 8-1, he's cracking each way value. That's the nap of the 6, number 5, Mostabashir, in the 2.40 at Ascot.